Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To talk into a real microphone.
Oh my God, it sounds so good.
It's real. I feel like the delicious dish. Oh my God, Elise and Cherie in the same room. It's been what, 3 months?
It's been way too long. Okay. But don't, we are 6 feet apart though.
Just we are, actually that's more than 6 feet
we
apart.
Are. It's safe.
Oh my gosh. Well, that's because you're pregnant and Owen sticks out
there.
Yeah,
he takes out the first foot.
That's what Bennett, my youngest, asked me. He goes, so Elise, is she knocking things off shelves like you did with me? Because he thinks that's the funniest thing.
That, yeah.
Because he grew straight out. Austin grew side to side, and I kind of carried him low, and you really couldn't tell I was pregnant until the last couple of months. But with Bennett, it was automatically. If I turned to the side, it was like, I don't know, an eclipse or something, because he would knock stuff off shelves. And then we found out, as big as Bennett was, 11 pounds, 3 ounces, and 22 and a half inches long. You're going to have a C-section, stop.
No, I'm going to try not to.
Oh, okay. I thought you had a C-section with Ella.
No, I didn't.
Oh, my goodness.
No, I didn't.
God bless.
I know. I'm a little nervous. I go back tomorrow, and we'll see if he's measuring ahead. I'm going to ask. I need to know. I need to be mentally preparing myself.
Because I just need to shut my mouth. Because even though we're not doing the Divas Dish as often, but we are starting to do that again.
Mm-hmm.
Just because our state has 15 more days added on to our sitting in the naughty seat category. We've been sent to the naughty step for 15 more days right here in the state of South Carolina. Because apparently Greenville is the hotbed of the coronavirus outbreak right now.
Yes, it's like 150 cases the other day. I'm like, well, that's not okay. I've been going to Anderson a lot more.
Yes, I've tried not to be out and about in Greenville so much.
I know. I don't want to be anywhere near here. My doctor's appointments are in Greenville, and that's about as far as I go. I'll come up here occasionally to do something, but
we are the upstate station. But as I pointed out to somebody the other day, that we are 100,000-watt blowtorch, because we not only cover Greenville, we also cover Western North Carolina. We go all the way up into Charlotte. I'm in Charlotte a lot, so much, and like my agents are up there. I do a lot of acting, a lot of voice work, and I'm working on a script up there. So I'm up there a lot, and the radio is constantly on. And when I have my kids with me, they're like, Mom, that's magic. And then Austin goes, no, Mom, maybe it's because your car's always tuned to magic that other stations don't bleed through. I said, honey, let me explain to you how radio works. If there was a frequency that was close to 98.9 or 98.9 in that area that was stronger than our signal, it would overtake it. And so you would hear that station, because B and all the other stations, B, Block, Word, Rock 101, ESPN Upstate, all those other stations of ours that we have programmed in, guess what? Can't hear them there. Mm-hmm. You can hear us.
So, you can hear us all the way to Columbia, too.
Yes, you can hear us all the way to Columbia and all the way into Helen, Georgia as well.
Yep. We have a very wide range. People don't really realize that. They think we're just talking to people right here in the upstate when we talk about something. I'm like, we're not.
Even our winners, if you notice. Remember when we used to have contests and winners and stuff like that?
Vaguely.
They actually would call in, and we'd have people from Swannanoa. We'd have people from Charlotte. We'd have people from Rock Hill. And Zinni, that listens to us all the time, she's in Union. Mm-hmm. So, Union, Rock Hill, actually York County. So, somewhere in there, Zinni's in there. So, yeah,
we Zinni have people from North Carolina all the time.
Yeah,
anytime
absolutely.
We're doing stuff, North Carolina numbers they pop up.
Well, we're all growing together. I mean, Greenville, Spartanburg, Charlotte, it's all a big blur, because it takes no time, because I'm always on the road between here and there. So, it takes no time to get there.
No.
So used to it. Just no time at all. It's not that far.
It's really not. It's really close.
Really not. Anyway, so hey, this is Cherie Taylor, the Midday Diva of Magic 98.9, with my little radio sister, Elise Riley, the Weekend Diva. And she has been doing an amazing job doing, not only is she the Weekend Diva, she's also the producer diva here on the Greenville side for Murphy, Sam, and Jody. And you're doing a fantastic job with that.
Yep, I do that from my house.
You do that from your house, and one day you're like, I've been working from my bed.
I was. For the longest time, I was working from the bed. But right now, Owen has me eating as soon as I wake up.
Owen's
so
the baby.
So Owen is my child. He will be here in about 10 weeks. And he immediately wants to eat as soon as I put my feet on the floor. So I've been having to go downstairs to make a bowl of cereal and do Murphy, Sam, and Jody from the dining room table.
Okay, well, let me just tell you that I have two boys at home, and that's going to be your life for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
Because as we have jokingly named it, eighth meal of the day, Mom, I'm hungry. Constantly, Mom, I'm hungry. And you know me, I eat 2 or 3 ounces at a time. I'm good for a couple of hours. That's just the way my metabolism works. It fires up a little bit faster. I've been doing keto. I've been doing, obviously, the low carb and the gluten-free again. But here's the thing. That's the way my metabolism works. And then my kid, it's literally, it's like I will have what I need and be totally fine for hours. And then like an hour after my kids eat, hey, yeah, I need this. I need this. And the other morning I was getting up and my bedroom is downstairs from the kids because I've moved. And so Bennett comes down the stairs and he goes, Mom, I'm hungry. Can I have this? Because we went to Wendy's and they gave him a burger with mustard on it and onions and stuff like that. And he doesn't do the bun. Ew. So They changed it out, but they said, oh, just keep that. We can't take it back. So I took it home, took all that off of it, just stuck it in a baggie in the fridge. He decided he wanted it, even though it had the flavor of all that on it. He just didn't want to look at it together. So he decided he wanted that. So before I could brush my teeth and get upstairs, he'd already microwaved that, ate all the watermelon in the house. And you know, Harris Teeter has those little square containers of watermelon. He blew out all the watermelon. This is my 9-year-old, mind you, right? And he goes, Mom, I made myself a snack. I said, what did you make? I thought maybe he just got some grapes or got him a glass of milk or one of the flavored waters out of the fridge. Oh, no. He had double patty with cheese from Wendy's, all the other stuff gone off the burger, and a whole container of watermelon from Harris Teeter. So that is what you are in for.
It's just a snack. Ella does the exact same thing, which is what's so sad.
It's a snack.
And she comes in there first thing in the morning and wants like full on meals. Like, hey, Mom, can you make me some noodles? I'm like, well, Ella, it's 8:30 in the morning. I can make you some noodles for lunch. Not good enough. She has to have the noodles right now.
Oh, yeah.
And she's not a real big breakfast person. She doesn't really like a lot of actual breakfast foods. And so, like, I get that, but I'm not getting pans out and boiling water and making noodles at 8:30 in the morning.
Your mother is not June Cleaver.
Yeah, that's not going to happen. She eats so much. And you try to make sure that they don't eat junk, but it's bad. She wants a Twinkie or a Honey Bun or this, and I don't buy those things.
I was going to say, you keep those in the house?
Oh, no. My diabetic husband bought those when he went to the store for me the other day, because now that things are back on the rise and I'm pregnant, so I've sent him. And he comes back with a box of Twinkies, a box of Honey Buns, the cereal that I requested, which that's on me, and then something else that was, cookie dough. I was like, okay, well, you're diabetic. You realize this, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, it'd be fine.
I'm judging you as I'm sitting here eating my Rebel mint chip ice cream. I found this at Publix. Because my new house is nowhere near a Publix. It is Rebel mint chocolate chip ice cream. It has got 4 net carbs per pint. It is keto and no sugar added. It's high fat, low carb. It is so delicious.
Yes. I've got a kale smoothie in my hand. So we're not doing horrible over here.
We're not doing horrible, but I am judging you. Because normally I could have like 2 or 3 bites of ice cream because of the sugar content would make me nauseous. Because you know me, if I have too much sugar, I'm laying on the floor just dead to the world for a while. It's like I had tequila. But I'm not mouthing off.
I miss you, tequila. I miss you so much.
Tequila does not miss me ever.
No, I do. No. I miss my tequila or having a sangria. You know, we went out to eat dinner with some friends the other night for the first time in a really long time. And my best friend turns to me and she goes, can I get my watermelon margarita? And I'm like, I'm not going to hold you back. Like, I can't have one, but that doesn't mean you can't.
Not like you're drinking with an alcoholic.
So she
you're
had one.
You're drinking with a pregnant lady who is just going to get one of those as soon as she can.
I know. I'm like, I got 10 more weeks. Don't worry. Mm-hmm. Labor Day weekend. I can go out with you. I'm ready.
And you know what's so funny? You're talking about 10 more weeks. See, how long has this been since it's gone out? Today is, what, June 14th?
It's been, I think, right at two, no, March, April, May, 3 months.
3 months, yeah, because it was March, because I was actually up in Charlotte and said, hey, you're never going to believe this. Charlotte closed down their school, or I mean, North Carolina closed down their schools for 2 weeks. And you're like, but wait, there's more.
Oh, yeah.
You're the one that texted me. You're like, before you get in the car and drive, guess what's happening? And I'm like, okay, I'll see you at work tomorrow. And then we get to work. Guess what's happening? We both got letters from Homeland Security that said, oh by the way, you're going to be essential workers, and you're going to need to be on the roads, and you're going to need to keep these papers with you at all times.
I do. I've got them.
And we got a second set of papers recently.
Never did I think we would get a second set.
Yes. Well, actually, I told you I worked for Metro Westwood One. I was over in news and traffic and sports office. And back in 2001, when 9/11 happened, we had all these trainings. They would send us every couple of months or so around the country to these different locations where they would train all the director of operations of what could happen. And here's what to look for. And so every step of the way, it's like everybody here started freaking out. This is before they sent everybody home to work remotely. Everybody started freaking out. And I'm like, yep, check.
Oh, yeah, you were check. In the office. You were like, no, don't freak out. This is what's going to come next.
And then you're like,
and then it did.
And then you're like, can you play the lottery for me?
Yeah, you definitely knew.
And just like you told me, but wait, there's more. I was your Billy Mays mm-hmm. every step of the way. But wait, there's more. But wait, there's more.
I feel like there's still more. Like,
oh,
there's
gosh,
still
there's more.
So much more. And I kind of
thought, stop asking. Whoever's asking that and asking the universe,
seriously,
what else? Stop. Just stop.
I assumed that things would be back to semi-normal by now. I'm getting really close to my due date, and it's really freaking me out.
Mm-hmm.
The hospital policies that are in place and like different things that you normally do, you know, if you're a mom, you know, you have baby showers and mm-hmm. you go to the store and look at things. Like, I can't even find any maternity clothes because nowhere has any in stock. They're like, oh, no, that way you can order them online.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, I can't because I have a giant stomach and nothing else is giant. So I can't order it.
Mm-hmm.
I ordered shorts online, had to send them back.
Oh, man.
I waited like, they said 2 weeks and it was like six.
Mm-mm.
Like, really, Old Navy?
Mm. Ooh. Did you just store shame? Yes, you did.
Yes, I did.
All right.
It's okay.
No. I totally do. But anyway, so I would suggest because, let's see. Yeah, like with Bennett's, I found out I was pregnant with Bennett, and then I went through the heat of the summer and everything like that. Sundresses. I know you don't really do dresses.
Well, they're nowhere to be found. That's the problem. Target had a couple, and you know I'm so tall. Like, I'm so much taller than you are, and
yes,
taller than normal people.
As I always say, I'm a little peanut next to you.
Yeah, I'm so tall. And so I ordered this really cute kimono from a local boutique over in Easley. And so once it comes in, I'm going to look for a dress to go underneath it. I feel like that's going to be a good option.
Yeah.
So we're gonna try that for the shower that I hope to have.
I think
crossed.
We need to throw you here a virtual shower at the station. But one thing we pointed out, because we said it's been 3 months since we went out, and you didn't tell many people, you told me, Miranda, and our boss, Super Dave, that you were pregnant. Mm-hmm. You were, in fact, pregnant. And so you wanted to confirm everything was good, but that was two or three days after we got the papers.
Mm-hmm.
So you're like, there are going to be people when we eventually come back to work. Oh, I don't know, in 3 years?
Yeah.
We'll say, wait a minute, I thought you just had Ella. When did you have this other child?
Yeah, there's people that work in this building that found out on Facebook and not even like found out. I mean, they've just recently found out.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, oh, I didn't even realize you were pregnant. I'm like, well, you don't see me every day like you would have.
It's
quite a shock. I walk down the hall, we've had to go into the building a certain way because all of our doors are weird.
And yes, because that's also one more person in the building saying, what's next?
Yes.
Because all the locks in our building, except for the engineering bay, where I think the universe is toying with us. Because Twisted Todd, who works on the planet, posted this picture, and I was like, nope, not ever walking in that building again. There was a black snake up in the rafters hanging out in the engineering bay. That's the only door lock that works. You can get out of the other doors. You have to go in through the engineering bay.
His name is Jake. Not from State Farm. They did, in fact, name him.
They named him Jake, and he has a red shirt and khakis.
He's very
actually
big.
Does he have khakis or khaki? Khaki. Just one.
He's quite large, and so I'm not amused. I have pet snakes. Snakes don't bother me, but I really don't want to just happen upon him, because they did not get him out of the building. He is in here somewhere.
Somewhere, yeah.
Yeah, he's in here somewhere, and so I had to take the different set of stairs, and I walked through the Planet Rock 101 hall, and the guys over there are here. They're still doing their thing, and they're all like,
because their wives kicked them out. Their wives are like, you're going to have to go somewhere.
They're all like, whoa, you must be getting really close to your due date. And I'm like, I'm actually not. Thank you so much. I have 10 more weeks.
Whoa. That's when I would have said, no, I'm not pregnant.
They're such
I've just been drinking
men.
A lot of the beer that you guys sell.
They're such girls. They're like, oh, you're really big. I'm like, yeah, I haven't walked by you in a hot minute. Thank you.
Nice. Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
I'm like, do y'all not remember when all three of your wives were pregnant? You all have children. Like, do you not remember this? I don't want to hear how big I look.
No, because that will get you murdered. And we'll make it look like the snake killed you.
Yeah, it's true. He's in here.
It's a python. It's a black snake. No, it's a python. It strangled him. I don't know why my handprints are there. But the black snake got him for saying that. It was Jake. Jake did it, I tell you. It was a frame-up. And we'll see you next time on the Divas Dish podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.